Yeah, recording. Why are you terrorists? Okay, so here's a whole different way to view tshuva. Come. Whole different thought process. And what's so important about tshuva is that it's such a flood of experience, you shouldn't just choose one way to think about it, one interface, but you're always changing the voices inside your heart, the way you're asking for tshuva, where you take yourself, where you take your imagination. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the Jewish people at the ego, he says something very interesting. He says, V'yom pakti ufakadati aleihem chatasam. V'yom pakti, when punish them, I'll punish them for the sin. That's how Chazal interpreted it, at least. That Hashem defrayed punishment for the ego. It wasn't just one onesh. So on the one hand, it was a lighter sentence at the time, but it had an historical ripple effect. So the Korban Beis HaMikdash was in part the ego. The Korban Beis HaMikdash Sheni, the Holocaust, the Sarah de Malchus, the Spanish Inquisition. The ego was a history changer. And all the Chataim emerged from that because we were in a perfect state. And if we hadn't fallen, then we would have been invulnerable and not prone to sin. So in the Sfas Emes's incredible Sisrael and Simcha, he reverses trend, or reverses the grain on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu establishes Yom HaKippurim as the source of all sin and of all punishment. The Egel Hazav, then the first Yom Kippur, was the source of all Slicha and the source of all Mechila. And Hashem programmed all the Slicha and all the Mechila that Am Yisrael would ever need into that first Yom Kippur experience. And Hashem came to Moshe and delivered the Yom Midos. This is quoted by many, many different Midrashim, that Hashem already delivered all the Kapara and all the Mechila that Am Yisrael would ever need during that first recital of Yud Gimel Midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself recited in Har Sinai. So essentially, when we perform tshuva, it's a historical journey. We're not looking to improve your behavior, to recover from this failure, to change this flaw in our world and in our society. We're looking to fly back to that one game-changing moment in history, in the desert, at the mountain. If we could just reprogram history, all these science fiction movies and science fiction books, if we could just go back to that one decision, and that one moment in history, and change it, then all of history would be different. And the power of tshuva is nasalokas chayos. Tshuva has the power to retroactively change history. So you're not just davening 2018 in Yeshiva Har Etzion, when you're shul, you're trying to travel back to that desert, stand with Moshe at the mountain, hear Hashem reciting Yud Gimel Midos. That's the downloading of all the rachamim that we need. If we just get enough rachamim and just be mechaper for that chedego, then everything else by cascading effect will become less of an issue. And the second reason we're returning back to the Yom Kippur and Midbar is because prior to the chedego, Am Yisrael had reached a Gan Eden-like state where they were perfect, where they were flawless. Chazal say, batel zuhama, that whatever toxins, not just physical toxins, but moral toxins, were introduced into the human experience because of the fall from Gan Eden, were cleansed and were purged at Har Sinai. So Har Sinai essentially was walking back into Gan Eden and reversing the great fall of humanity. And if we could have just bottled that and preserved it, humanity would have been perfect as Hashem created us. And all of human history would have been different, not just Jewish history, but human history. And we failed. So the Egel is like the Gerush of Gan Eden. The Egel is like the failure of Gan Eden. We failed. And we took man back down to that post-Gan Eden fallen state. And with that, all the suffering that we had to endure because of that. But if we could just reverse that, then we'll return to Gan Eden. And every Yom Kippur that you conduct, you're nibbling away at that fall of the Egel itself. You're making it a little bit less severe, less fatal, less dramatic. And when the cork finally pops, when we finally neutralize whatever effects happen, annul whatever happened at Gan Eden, at the Egel Azav, we'll all be back in Gan Eden. We'll all be malachim, because we'll be perfect. Which is why in Yom Kippur we behave like malachim. We don't wear shoes. Not wearing shoes in Yom Kippur is not just because it's us, or because malachim don't wear shoes. That's just because of the pleasure you'll get from the leather. We say Baruch Shem Kivon Machuso as light as we can. We eat, we don't drink. As I tried to tell you, we live beyond time. So all of a sudden, this Mas Emes takes your Yom Kippur and takes it out of your heart and your personal introspection, which is important, and gives it a historical frame. We are reliving the Egel and the first Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's the source of all chait, but it's also the downloaded source of all kapara. We want to tap into the first Yom Kippur and imagine ourselves in the desert with Moshe Rabbeinu at that game-changing moment of the fall of man, tapping into Hashem's promised rachamim, and also trying to return humanity, chayde shemeinu kikedem, back to who we once were, and one day we will be again in a way that won't be in any way as vulnerable as it was at Har Sinai. It's a whole different historical frame for the way you set your mind in Yom Kippur. Think of the desert, think of the mountain, think of your Yulamidos, think of, in fact, he quotes a beautiful medrash that Am Yisrael beat Hashem to the punch at Yom Kippur. This last set of 40 days that Moshe went up to receive the second Lichos in full Kapara, Am Yisrael on their own decided to fast each day during the day, just to be in attuned to Moshe Rabbeinu's struggle to defend them and receive the Lichos. The last of the 40 days, which was the day that they muffed it on the first round when they thought Moshe was delayed, so that last day, which was really crucial and dramatic, they decided, let's not just fast during the daylight hours, let's have a 24-hour fast. So they fasted, and Hashem said, okay, today's Yom Kippur. So we created Yom Kippur before Hashem, according to the Medrash, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu legislated it from then Moshe Rabbeinu returned on Yom Kippur. That's when he descended. So the source of Yom Kippur, the Jewish people, struggling to climb their way back to Gan Eden and to reverse that game-changing moment. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Tomorrow there's obviously no share because we'll be hustling to just get everything done tomorrow. Okay? After Yom Tov, we'll see what we'll study. We'll try to study something more kavua, except for Wednesdays, which is Chassidus, and Fridays, which is Rashi. Okay, we should have only Nechama for Am Yisrael, and Mitzchus, the month of Ruchamei Yechudecha. On Thursday, we'll be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's all.